Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
And beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youth a young man void of understanding.
Na menanti munu, emrante numihu, abrante bia.
Passing through the streets near her corner, and he went the way of her house. That's the house of the strange woman. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot and subtle of heart.
Na osia obabia washa tarie se obia.
With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him.
He,
the young man who doesn't have understanding, goeth after her straight away as an ox goeth to the slaughter.
Merci. Na brantie a woni ntiasie edi sa baba yu echi ti se abu aye dede kwa kokunu
or as a fool to the correction of the stocks
ana so okwasie aye dede kwa bia enyoma wo
till a dart strike through his liver as a bird hasteth to the snare or the trap and knows not that it is for his life.
Na wakoya koto sa ohawi mu wabrampo anu woni mse wadada ne denu koto aminem.
Father, grant us understanding, and may we be blessed because of the words of life. The words that you speak unto us, they are spirit and they are life. Speak unto us that we may say amen to it. We give you praise, we give you glory as always, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
This morning, I want to share with you a message entitled Singles in Danger. Singles in Danger. And I want to suggest to you to get a copy of True Love as a gift for somebody in this season of love. Now, first of all, I want to introduce this sermon by saying that it is a relevant sermon for all. Single, married, yet to marry, decided not to marry is a word for all. It's for your daughter, it's for you to help in counseling. I mean, there is no way the word of God cannot be relevant to you because you are married. I have come to tell you that there are single people who are in danger right now as I'm speaking. That's what we saw in the passage that we read. There was a young man who was going out, and the Bible tells us that he went out in the evening, in the black and dark night.
Na Bible say abrantie bi ya na dwin se wo pie. Na pie no pie wa nwumre a.
You want to marry, good.
E wo pesa wo ware ya de papa.
Is it just because you are of age?
Na wo ye bi sa sa ware na wo pesa wo ware, no pesa wo ware sa sa wo fia so se wo ware ana.
When Jacob married in the night, he got married to a woman he had not planned to marry.
Na bra Jacob ware ana jono. Wonya wo ba no hwe krado se wo be ware.
Solomon said he beheld among the simple ones a man who was a youth, but he was void of understanding.
Now Solomon said, "What share? What onuman na wamu fashinya shino?"
I want you to know that there are still strange men and strange women walking around in town.
Na me pesa oti asiye se emani memo muhu okrom.
They are in town. They are in town. I said they are in town. They are still in town. So you need to know more about them. Discern them. And when you see them, you are able to determine, I've seen your sort before. Sometimes you see it in their dressing. You see it in their dressing. Yeah, they are revealing what must not be revealed. I personally don't have respect for people who are strange women. Yeah, I feel it's a low class place to be in. Low class.
Who I will form?
I said they are in town.
Sisters for Wokrom.
When the young man saw this woman dressed like a harlot, he should immediately have taken a decision. Such a person, don't waste your time. Brother, I want to tell you. No, don't tell me anything. I don't know you. Now, you see, but he stood there because he was void of understanding. And these strange sisters, don't let them talk to you because they will cause you to yield.
Now, Abrantie, ni pawoshi anakane na tare na mpuchire adi awoye.
Flirtatious. Sorry. Clashing.
Anything can say so would you hope not to you. Anything, brothers are more ha. So we could share what be now we're in the time. Same this and you don't know a person who would do come on. Onyaka brother, who's here, yeah, Nadia Twasu, me, Tiena Sam. Yes, I saw a quiet bit to me first. What dada, when Niba Bahusun. Now I hear.
Oh, Pastor, me, I'm very strong. Oh, Pastor, I'm very, very strong.
I'll be lying.
Hey, the strange sisters, they are also very strong.
Bible
says many great men have they slain.
Now Bible says our sisters no and penifo kasi akasi no mama mother from kwata.
Many great men.
And penifo kasi akasi.
You were a small fly in the pan.
What they want to say fly.
So when you see them in their dressing, you run.
I don't say who she saw for no be awoya once to journey. Journey.
Yes, run.
Journey.
Run.
Journey.
Run.
Journey.
And keep on running.
Now cross where journey.
Until you meet the spiritual sisters. They too, they of a certain sort. Modest in dressing. Godly in dressing. Covering what must be covered, revealing their face and their arms. Are you here with me?
Hey,
flirtatious in dressing.
The
second thing about the strange woman or the strange man for that matter has to do with the state of the person's heart. Deceptive in heart. That's why you shouldn't listen to them. This woman that the Bible talks about, she was married. She said she described the husband as the good man of the house. A good man. A good man who has a house for you, giving you rice and oil and tomatoes, and he is on a journey and you cannot wait for him. As women, we can't wait. We can wait. But she couldn't wait. She said, Bible says, with impudence, she looked into the eyes of the young man and said, come, let's take our fill of love. For the good man of the house is gone on a long journey. He's not coming now.
Now,
many of these strange men and women, they have demons in them.
Now, sir, brothers and sisters, you walk with me.
I and when they get you, you may be a man in tie. They will gently hold your tie like this. They will gently hold your tie.
Go.
But you'll be following me.
What a shock. Yeah. Hey, mercy.
They will not pull you. They will gently hold your tie, but you'll be following. And you'll be saying to yourself, Namakra, why am Rukwe? Still, but you'll be going.
As
you are going, there are verses in your head that will be flowing and in your heart. But you see, when you are void of understanding, you allow too much leeway for the devil. And so before you are aware, you are so deep into it that to come out is more difficult. That's why we run. That's why we run. We don't play macho. When it comes to these things, feelings and all that, living for God, living for Christ, you know, are you listening? You run from strange women because they are hard. And they will talk to you. Oh, what is it? Everybody does it. It's no big deal. Even in the Bible, God forgives. Have you forgotten the woman caught in adultery? God forgives. And some of them are in church and they have the relevant verses. But the Bible says they are subtle of heart. They are deceptive. They are like the snake. And they were with fair speech. That means beautiful communication. Lascivious communication. Sexual communication. They would just hold your tie and drive you to the slaughterhouse.
Your woman said, "Man, you are just a woman. What dear ma? And I said, 'Would you to me? Who walk and was so now? Besides, so when I'm a boy, I'm on Catidiana. So, who won Catidia, dear, and a nation ye? Yes, I said, 'Oh, Bano, I send a fin and no more Bano. What in a fear was he said? Oh, Nimmy, you're back coming, Benyon, and it's what about?" Me kuna tu kwa ntule mi yankwa ya kakra. Oh, mi tumi nyasa mi onyamini pa. Mi onyamini pa si wane yedi. Babu mukro bibu e jamani me nyamide ne boni chen. Uye we kituwa we ya dene beba. Abone fa chene wasa we yoko boni kan onyamide betaw. Na wawo ye fine boy. Misu mi ye fine girl. Iti yen tracha ne ye se beya. Mi nimsa uwo kuru mi nimsa mwa yire. Misu ye yen fine chen. Uba you ring ne tuwa. Na ye yene ye betumi ni ye hafa beye. E ya ni asira boni fa chen. Se wan sheni ye ya. Obeka sa asemi nessa sa wa ma wo kwa so bronsam na da uti asem we no dikuta o time wo di be hwa o da yen kwa yen hwe ye wi aya sere bo de facha yen kwa yen hwe wo be hwa na wudem na wo ko to musu a di fi ye din papa esan sa chiri wa wi iti mo ma yen hwe ni ye pa
they direct dirty your feelings at you direct
sa wa ba wa kan ni pain na de kati dia no su nya de odisie e be ni si wa sori da mu ntu ka sa na o ko tu.
And some of them actually don't talk. Do you know that when you're for people, when you're praying for people, the condition of a person determines the flow of their anointing? Do you know that?
Now, okay.
There are spiritual vibes that come out of the person towards you, from you toward the person. There's some reciprocity give and take.
Bibi o ha se wo bi o mu se wo be je sa ho sra na e fi ni a ode mu nu mu bebre ba se enya de so kado se wo be je wo be hu so onye obo mpa ya ma onu onye se bibi e twi ne sign.
When you come across strange women and strange, there's magnetic force around. Sometimes they don't talk, but you see the generation of magnetism that they release is very demonic. Subtle means it's not plain. It's like underground, undercurrent. It works on you. It works on you. One day I walked by a young lady.
See,
every time I walked by her, it was a funny feeling I had in my heart. I said, she was a teenager. She looked holy. She looked righteous. She looked normal, a teenager. But every time I walked by her, there was a certain feeling I had in my spirit. Then I realized later, that she is just a strange girl. She leaves school, boarding house. She sleeps in town, everywhere. I mean, left, right, and center. Then I said to myself, that was the strange. That's happened to me twice. One was a man. Every time I passed by that man, I said, this is very strange. But that was a spirit. That was a pool. So sometimes the person has not said anything, but there's a certain feeling that you get, okay, you must advise yourself accordingly, because the Spirit of God is revealing something to you unspoken. Because sometimes people fornicate without speaking to each other. Are you aware?
Yeah.
They don't say, come, let's go and do this. They don't say anything. Mm. But they say it emotionally. Mm. By responding. Before you are aware, you are down. So that's a strange woman. That's a strange man. Allow the Holy Spirit in you to lead you. That some people, you must avoid them. Even some people in church.
Mm.
Let the church say amen.
Amen. I see a bit more. I want to see a bit more. Nasu wo ba na adibia wo no huna te se magnet wo be an show na chum e o mie na no nka hwe na san se onye oba na ba man huhu wo kro mu nti nyum me bi won mu a ana won ho a onse wo pe obi wo ho no mu a ona unama onse wo pe o nasu wo be hwe no na won ni na da wie wa wie obi a ekwa no kwan na de obe fra obi on se sister bra na me san ye uhu esi na san na nya so mu wa bontin kuto e bipo wo onyame fie ona o se ababa yuwa bi na de bia opa no ho a ni sunsun no na ene ho entenetene no na o ye ya na da ku bi no nya ante se ababa yuwa no wo school no office school ni ma makode dada che wan se ne pe o de no ho beba na wa ye no ko ni ba bi na sa na brantie bi so sa enti ma ya wa dwen se sa fo ni nyina wo wi ase ko e bi e wo nyame fie di bi wo wo mo ho bi bi sunku bi I want to meet you. I didn't have been one. I do walk Bonnie Mutia. I'm a man.
Proverbs chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. This is God's plan for my life, for your life. To deliver you from the strange woman. Even the stranger who flatters with her words, who forsakes the guide of her youth. And forget the covenant of her God. I want to say to all singles here, God has a covenant with you. Don't forget the covenant of your God. If you want to understand the subject of fornication, you do a search of fornicated. Do a search in there. You concentrate only on the New Testament. You will get God's understanding and God's mind concerning the subject. Are you here with me?
Yeah. Now the Opa for Bible. Na fatuo fornicate. Fornicated. Fornicating. Fornicate. Nini na ube hunya wenya mia jiwa hun ewo. Apanfu fro numu keke.
That is God's covenant with you. That is God's covenant with me. I remember a young man who had to choose a wife for himself. And he used to discuss the options with me. One night he came, he said, I found one. He began to describe her physically. And then described her mannerisms and behavior. So one day, without telling me, she came to visit me very late in the night.
Now say, so that could be me.
I said she's a strange woman.
And I'm saying,
so when she came, the way she was behaving herself.
No, see, the way I buy, the way I know I am who fan.
The way she was behaving herself.
Often
I'm not categorical in my advice. But in this case, I said to him, she's a bad case, avoid her.
Now where they make catch you in the pain, say way. Or your band who janu monko.
She's a strange woman.
Oh yeah,
he listened to the advice. God has today given him a very beautiful wife. If I say beautiful, I don't mean physically. You can smell that this is a virtuous woman.
Yeah. Now when you In
fact, she's physically nice too.
But
why trade this nice person who was yet to come for a stranger who comes in the twilight, in the evening, in the dark and black?
Now, she Sanka ba brantie. Wade twilight obey eba be hadwen. Nanka papa peye wo nyame dia mani ka oya ko.
The strange people they have a time that they come out to.
Na. Brafo ni sister fo e wo kro mi. Omo wo mra wo mu di pie.
The next type of single who is in danger.
Na onmo a wo to su bi won omo wo ha omo ni.
It's a single person who is silly.
Eye. Osijania oni munyansa.
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 6 and 7.
Timothy nguma tusu mienu eho newo.
A single person who is silly.
Osijania oni munyansa.
He said, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sin.
Wasi we no mu na ewia wo muhure fie mu. Wo mu ba fa e ma wo mu ni munyansa.
Led away with diet lusts. Diverse lust. That means that they lust in heterosexually, homosexually, bestiality. I mean, diverse lust. They have it.
Just our makono no ebrusu. Oba watumini bada. Bemo watumini bemada. Onipa watumini abuada. Our makono no babia waho.
Bible says those women, they are laden with sin. That means that sin is on top of them. Ever learning. Never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Ever learning. They listen to sermons like this. Ever learning. But never able to understand what the pastor is saying. Ever learning. Never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You have to turn away from such. It's a biblical description for such people. They have a certain form of godliness, but they deny the power in their personal lives. When you hear them talk, you should hear them talk. They justify their laden sins as if it is normal. We are human beings, so that's how it has to be.
Na sa fo no omo de omo se omo ba sori ti onyame asem de nanso se o kasa fa ma ne ma da ho a ebe yo nwanwa obeka se onyame abobia ne de a wo pe obia ne nya ne nkate de wo mimimi yo ba nsu mi hu oba na mi fili.
How come they are ever learning but they are never able to know the truth? How
eba ne se na de bia wo mu sua nanso omo tumi emfa wo mu ho emma nukure nu.
Because of time, I will not go too much into it.
Yes,
I just want to say they are not sincere and honest enough. You see, when you have a problem with lust, sometimes the way to deal with it is to tell somebody about it and ask the person to help you with the word of God and help you in prayer. But if you behave as if, oh pastor, the verses, oh the sermon was nicer, but you are laden with diverse lust, you have to say, the pastor, I have a weakness in this area, you must help me, and you will not be the first person. Definitely not the last. And it's no news, no surprise, it's normal. We hear it all the time. The sincere ones, they talk about it and they get help. But sometimes people are laden, they are burdened by it, but they sit in church ever learning, but the scriptures don't enter enough to take the power of sin away from them. Their faces are veiled because polish on debt. Do you know polish on debt? When you have gone to do physical work and you are smelling, instead of you to bath, wash yourself down, and then put some perfume on yourself, you say to yourself, me, I don't have time. You are sweaty and smelly, and you take the cologne or the special perfume and you spray on top of it. It's called polish on dirt. Have you seen shy people? Before they put the polish on it, they remove the dirt. So when there are sins in your life, you have to come clean. Speak to the Lord about it. Ask him for help. Sometimes he will direct you. Go talk to this sister about it. Go talk to that brother about it. It doesn't have to be a pastor. But when you do that, immediately a certain liberty is created for you. Bible says, let those who are strong bear with the infirmities of the weak and not please themselves. That's why when we hear things from you, we don't seek to please ourselves, we try to help. Are you listening?
Yeah.
But sometimes the help may look tough to you. But which father who really loves his child doesn't reprimand the child? Which father does that? No good father does that. And Bible says, if God does not chastise you wherein all his sons are partakers, then you are not a son. You are not. So it may not be easy, but it's something you must do. And pastors have to do it. Sometimes they have to confess their sins to a fellow pastor for help. There is no shame about it. You must rather be highly respected for your honesty and boldness. And it takes away the burden of sin. Immediately away. But you are laid in one, laid in two, laid in three, burdened from all angles. Nobody knows about it. You are trying to learn, but you are never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Polish on debt. Get rid of the debt through the blood of the Lamb, through confession. Confess your sins one to another that you may be healed and be free. If you don't do that, you will ever learn and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Hallelujah.
Be sincere. Be sincere.
A woman is say, Obia anyhow. Obia ni dear Yakono Bonnie. Obi wa ho and Ambian and such a Nicoto Comes and say, well, who are baby I want to me? Or Bas sorry them or how? Or Babby wa Hosua? Or who bear my business at the Bobby Atia? The Yamaka than a boom, a year, a Yakono Bonnie. And now so Debbie, I bet you and Yamia was he met to be met to be met to be house. Now I guess. Now suddenly, how air to Sudan, you know, now ya how. Na we chia ye dududu so for see enya fe na ebe ya de fofra ma ye yate abre yate abro yate abre enti ma ma enya onwa se sofo mi hauni mi hu oba akokwa na mi hu yira mi mi hu oba akokwa che mi de mi se se mi kotoko so for bua mi na ne bi ko pai bo na mi nya mi ma ho fa o si emra wo be kasa pe no bo se sa ha no na fi uso mon ko wa ye nya ya na de so hu na wo bresa. Was this our funny tea when Yamiasem? That's woman to me and Dantin Co when Yaminim Dianu. As I said, then Sadianu goes to say, why your bonny? Who are your bonny? Who by your bonny? Sansa, when you share a back or pet, just out of such a good to go. Now, all can say, come was Sam. Bible say, young, kind young fool, so I try and we are home. Now, Sawtia, and yes, I think I will call one was a baby or three nini, and will be Baba can a bonny at them who saw what they saw. And not the young can. Na yam wa ya hu ya hu ni yi ya hu fi san so hwe nu enya dia wo se wo be ye ni odi kan ana na obetwa to ana enya dia so a ye hu e san se ye nipa ho ade ti so wo sa haw na pemuka ne nyam wa e de fa ma hu.
May you receive help for that challenge in your life.
Amen. Onyakopo ma wo mwa e wo sa haw na wo mu hu.
The next single group of singles who are in danger is a single person who is sassy.
Is
a rude person.
Was say woman to sumia no ye sita for a woman muadie.
Rude to your parents.
Woman mammy and papa.
Has not even married though, but is rude to the future mother-in-law.
Oh wale bemano and sunya debit a biobaya nasin. Womunu
rude to his own parents.
One kasana wo forsu omuam.
Rude to her own parents. Rude to the people you respect and admire.
And
I warn you, dear church members. Such people will hurt you. They are a danger to themselves and they are a danger to others. Because of their rude lack of respect. Are you listening to me? But there is good news. I said there is good news. Because there is a single person who is rather safe. Number one, he is not moved by outward things. If he had seen this flirtatiously dressed woman, it wasn't going to move him. He was just saying, oh, this woman needs help. He's not impressed.
Safon ohun oba wa se ntare yi ni hu nyina egu ho a. Oka se oh sa oba we ohia moa.
Need help.
Ohia moa.
He's not moved by impressiveness. And I've come from this family, and I went to UK, and I went to US, and I came this 3 days ago, and I'll be going back again. And this is my car. Not impressed with impressionistic. You see, Jesus was not impressed with the fig tree. He actually cursed it. He said, "You will not deceive anybody anymore from today onwards." God is against deceptive men, deceptive women. A man who is a blabbermouth, always bragging about, and I have this, and I am this, and I that. You have to be careful. And a single person who is saved is not moved by all these things, whether it's negative or it's positive. He's looking into something more deeper.
And unti wosi jani awo yani yobia unti eni ankrofo kase bi oba we share beme bi hey president na wofasi ne baneme. And I'm a waka, oh, share. Now, supping, I'm a few UK buyer. May ship me no man who good ship or so I have by UK, Yawa, Ghana, Nana, Hifanibia. What did Troca? Well, wow, and a noob. She and the Kutrae. Now, Subo Haya Tiania Jias is a near castle. And I may your bar, and I may say, and I may say, now find he could see him. Oh, be a while yet, see Danny Papa, San Yoman want it. Sepa Po, Sabonio, on it.
Number two, I don't have time, so number two. Or B, he relies on the Bible. A single who is saved relies on the Bible.
Now, see, Jania, and the work of my year, you'll be a.
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
Hebrew 4,
for the word of God is quick and powerful. And sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. And of the joints and marrow. And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So a single person who is saved, he takes the word of God and hides it in his heart. So when you come into contact with him, something immediately comes out of his heart. The word of God, which is quickly comes out. Powerfully works out. Sharply descends. Piercing to the ascender of soul and spirit, and you have to be a special surgeon to be able to do that. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So don't talk too much. I will discern who you are. That's a single who is safe.
If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart and make you my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for forgiving and accepting me as your child. If you have no place of worship, I wish to formally invite you to worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. at the Prevailing Word Chapel, located 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Come and be blessed.
These books were written by Reverend Ibuasan.
Family Matters, Counseling with Skill, Elders Ministry, Helps Ministry, and True Love are all available at Red Crest Bookshop, Sego Junction, and Expressions Gift and Cash Shop next to UBA Bank, Takrady.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.